Well, let me remind you of something that historically you have a Sunday, and it's called Palm Sunday, and it's when Jesus was coming into the city. And people say things like, okay, this is when Jesus is coming to the city. It's the week before he rises, and they come in, and it's Palm Sunday. And then he does some things during the week. But historically, we come to Friday. And Friday, and then Saturday, and then Sunday, okay? And we say Friday, and we call it Good Friday. And why do we call it Good Friday? Doesn't seem like such a good Friday to me if the Messiah was crucified, but why do we call it Good Friday? Because on that day, Jesus Christ, this is what tradition says, that he died on the cross. And we would say this Good Friday because he died on the cross to pay for the sins of the world. Pay for our sins. I hope you can all see. I'm just putting this up here. And so that's Good Friday. And then we say that the Bible talks about how Jesus was going to rise from the grave, and he rose from the grave on the first day of the week. What's the first day of the week? Sunday. So this is the first day. So he rose that day. And we know that God had already told him, you shall work 6 days and rest on the seventh, first day of the week, Sunday, last day of the week, Saturday. So this is called a Sabbath day, which is Saturday. And so tradition says that Jesus died on Good Friday and that he rose on Sunday. And of course, we've always talked about, and people say, well, it was, you know, it was 3 days, you know, and so you, and of course, he died on the cross and he was put in the grave right before the evening. And so we say, okay, well, he really didn't die. I mean, didn't die very much on Friday. Let's put it that way, you know. And then, because most of Friday was over by the time Jesus died. So then you get Saturday, and then he rose real early on Sunday. So some people say, how do you get 3 days? Because he said, I'm going to rise on the third day, I'll rise after 3 days. And so people say, well, I don't know. And scholars say, well, any part of a day is a day. So that's a day, and that's a day, and that's a day. That's the 3 days. So historically, we say that. Now, why do people say that he died on Friday? Tradition historically says, well, they were going to get Christ off the cross because the next day was a preparation day. The next day was a Sabbath day. And so they say, well, the Sabbath day is what day of the week? Saturday. So if the next day was Saturday, then he must have died on Friday. So that's tradition. There's one little problem with tradition, and that is most of the time traditions are wrong. A lot of traditions are. That's one of the problems. But let's think about this. If you want to look at Matthew chapter 12 for just a second. Matthew 12. And you remember that Jesus had been doing all kind of miracles, and all of the signs that Jesus did were to prove that he's the Messiah. He changed the water to wine. He walked on the water. He fed the 5,000. He raised Lazarus from the dead. He did all kind of different things. And they saw these signs. Now, the problem is what's supposed to happen. And when they saw the signs, they would say, the one doing all this must be the Messiah. Because then Isaiah talked about that when the Messiah comes, the lame will walk, the deaf will hear, the blind will see, the good news will be preached, death will be caught. I mean, that's what Isaiah said. So Jesus is doing all the signs. But the religious leaders don't want Jesus to be the Messiah. They don't like him, and they don't believe he is. So even though he does all the signs, they ignore them. In fact, sometimes they say this. They say that whenever Jesus does a miracle, which they can't deny that he did these miracles, they said the power that he did the miracle was through who? Satan. So he's controlled by Satan. That's where he gets the power. So it comes down to, in Matthew 12, they come to him and they actually want a sign. They say, give us a sign if you're really the Christ. Now he's already given them all the signs, but notice verse 38 of Matthew 12. Some of the scribes and Pharisees said to him, teacher, we want to see a sign from you. Now Jesus could have said to them, I already have given you a good number of signs. You know, I raised a guy from the dead already, and I raised a little girl from the dead, and I fed 5,000 people, and I've walked on the water, and I changed water to wine. I heal people from a distance. I heal people close up. I do all kinds of signs. So which particular of these signs did you want to see? But they said, we want a sign from you. What they're really saying is, we don't believe any of these other signs. You're going to have to show us something bigger. But he answered and said to them, an evil and adulterous generation craves for a sign, and yet no sign will be given to them but... But what? But the sign of Jonah the prophet. Most of them would probably go, Jonah? What's a sign from Jonah? Jonah's been dead a long time ago. What do you mean Jonah the prophet? And so he said, for just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the sea monster or the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Now let's stop for a second because we got 3 days and 3 nights. He's in the heart of the earth. Now, the heart of the earth, for any Jewish person was called a place called Sheol. In the New Testament, it was called Hades. And according to Luke 16, on one side of Sheol or Hades was a place called Paradise, which was where when people who were believers would die, they would go down there. There was a place on the other side called Torments, in which people who were not believers, they would go to that side. You remember when Jesus was on the cross with the thief, and he said, "Remember when you come," and he said, "Today you'll be with me in Paradise." So Jesus is planning to go in the heart of the earth. Now Matthew, Jesus actually tells us in Matthew 12, 38 through 40, that you're not going to get another sign except the sign of the prophet Jonah. And it was this: as Jonah was in the belly of the great fish 3 days, 3 nights, so must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights. Now the final sign that Jesus gave them was his resurrection. That was his final sign. The sign of Jonah is resurrection in the sense that Jonah went into the belly of this fish and 3 days and 3 nights later he came back out. And he didn't look that good when he came back out because he was in the belly of a fish for 3 days and 3 nights. What Jesus is saying, just like Jonah, and if you read the story of Jonah, it's a picture of death. Jonah gets swallowed by a fish, and 3 days and 3 nights later, the fish throws him up on the shore. Vomits him up, as it says, and he gets up and goes, "Gee, it's not that much fun inside of a fish," you know. But the bottom line is, that's a picture of death and resurrection. So when they said to Jesus, "Give us a sign," he said, "I'm not going to give you another sign. I've already given you all the signs, so I'm going to give you one more then. It's the sign of the prophet Jonah. Jonah is the belly of the great fish 3 days and 3 nights. The Son of Man was being the heart of the 3 days and 3 nights." Now, what we see from tradition, if we take Jesus literally there, and some people don't, but if we do, we got to have what? 3 days and 3 nights. Well, that's sort of a day, right? But not a real day. But it's a day. And here's a day. And how much of a day is this? Because they came out real early in the morning. He's already gone. But we can say, all right, let's pretend we got a day and a day and a day. Well, let's get some nights in here, okay? We got a Friday night, don't we? That's one. We got a Saturday night. That's two. We don't get 3 nights, are we? No matter how we stretch days, we can stretch days and try to come up with 3 days. But we sure not come up with 3 nights, are we? So did Jesus literally mean that as Jonah was in the belly of the great fish 3 days and 3 nights, so must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights? Well, if we take him literally, I say the answer is yes. So did Jesus most likely die on Friday? Not most likely not. Not if we take this literally. So then we say, let me erase this too. So then we got to figure out, okay, when did he die then? And to understand exactly how a lot of this fits, you got to understand Jewish terminology and how they did their days. Now, we do our days this way. When does our day start? It starts at like 12, right in the middle of the night, our day starts, right? And so you have some darkness and then a light and then darkness. That's how our day goes. But God didn't do days like that. How did God do days? Evening and the morning were the first day. So the night comes first. So in the evening, let's just make it simple. Say 6 o'clock in the evening, it begins dark. That's the night. And you have the night and then the day. So I'm going to put up Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We already figured if you take 3 days and 3 nights, it's not going to be this day. So let's pretend that it's Tuesday. And it's Tuesday day. And during this day, the men come to Jesus and they say, "Where is it you want us to eat the Passover?" What day is Passover on? Not day of the week. What day is it on? 14th day of the first month. So the 14th day is Passover. And then the 15th day through the 21st is called what? Unleavened bread. Now, let's pretend it's Tuesday during the day. It's Tuesday day. And they come to Jesus and say, where do you want us to eat the Passover? And he says, what you're going to do is you're going to go into the town. You're going to find this guy is carrying his pitcher of water. You follow this guy carrying a pitcher of water because that's pretty unusual. Even though there's a whole bunch of people in town, men didn't carry water, women did. So you find the guy carrying a pitcher of water. You follow him to this house. When you get there, you say to the master of the house, "Where's the room that has been prepared for Jesus to eat the Passover meal?" And the guy will show you a room. And so that evening, we'll just say 6 o'clock, it becomes evening, And it's now time to eat the Passover because, see, this is the night, this is the evening, and this now becomes the 14th day of the month. Because remember, what comes first? The night. And actually, now I want you to see this. Don't get confused. This is Wednesday night. And this is Wednesday day. Okay, that's Jewish calendar, right? Evening and the morning were a day. So tonight, let's just pretend, tonight at 6 o'clock, it becomes what night? Monday night, not Sunday, because the night comes first, and then tomorrow is what? Monday day. That's Jewish calendar. So we're pretending that Jesus says, go find the room, and then it says, and in the evening, it was the Passover meal. So they're eating the Passover meal Wednesday night, and then there's going to be Wednesday day. This is the 14th day of the month. What happened Wednesday night? They ate the meal. They sang a song. They went out to the garden. When they were out in the garden, what happened? Got arrested. And all night, Wednesday night on Passover, they tried him three times by the Jews. And then Wednesday day, very early in the morning, real early, they took him to Pilate. Pilate said, I find no guilt with him. Pilate found out, oh, you mean he's from northern part of Israel? That's Herod. Herod happens to be in town. They sent him over to Herod, and then they sent him back to Pilate. So three trials, and he found no fault with him. They said, crucify him. By 9 o'clock in the morning, they had Jesus on the cross. Is that right? Third hour of the day. 9 o'clock in the morning. It's still, what day is this? What day? It's still Passover. See, 14th, 14th. Okay? So now, it's Wednesday day. And he dies on the cross. And by 12 o'clock, 12 to 3 o'clock, what happened? From 12 to 3? Turned dark. And at 3 o'clock, what did he say? He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? And then he did say, it is finished. And he said, into your hands I commit my spirit. And he died. And then they said, oh, we need to get him off of the cross before evening because the next day is a what? It's a Sabbath day. You go, well, wait, whoa, no. Sabbath's down here. No, because the 14th day of the first month is Nisan. What's this day right here? This is starting the night of the what? Of the 15th. This is Thursday night, correct? Did you know that the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread and the last day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread are called Sabbath days? They are called preparation days. See, under the Jewish calendar, you could have more than one Sabbath in a week. The Saturday is always the Sabbath. But there were certain holidays that were Sabbath days, that you didn't do anything on those days. It just so happens that the 15th day of the month is a Sabbath day. So the day after Passover is going to always be what kind of day? Sabbath day. So when the scripture says they needed to get him off the cross because the next day was a Sabbath day, it's because it was a Sabbath day. It wasn't Saturday, most likely. So they got him off and they buried him. And so there's what? Thursday night and Thursday day. How much is that? That's one night and one day. And then it was Friday night and Friday day, right? So that's two nights and 2 days. Then it was Saturday night and Saturday day. Isn't that three nights and 3 days? What happens right here in the evening? What is our Saturday? What becomes here? Sunday what? Night. And then there's Sunday day. Now, if he died on Wednesday, and he had Thursday night, Thursday day, Friday night, Friday day, Saturday night, Saturday day. There's 3 days and three nights. When could he have risen from the grave? Any time after the Saturday was over. And they came out looking for him very early in the morning. One of the Gospels says while it was still dark, was he there? He wasn't there. So the best that I can tell, if you look at it this way, and somebody says, let's be specific. Did in Matthew 12:28-30, did he say, as Jonah was in the great fish, 3 days and three nights, so must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth, 3 days and three nights? If you take it literally there, the only way, it can't be on a Friday. So the Good Friday for tradition of saying he died on Friday because the next day was a Sabbath, that doesn't match. But he could have died on Wednesday and the next day be a Sabbath, and you get 3 days and three nights, and then he rises from the grave any time basically Sunday night, Sunday morning. Questions, comments? I just wanted you to see that. What do you think? When do you think Jesus died? It looks pretty good, doesn't it? It could work. Now, there are some places that says it's been 3 days since this. Some people say on the third day. Some passages say after 3 days. So there's some different ways of looking at the scripture. There's some different ways in which the Greek is written out that it almost implies, what could it, did it mean completely 3 days, three nights? Who knows? But there's no doubt that in Matthew, he said 3 days and three nights. He was very, very, very clear there. So if you want to take that one literally, which I would, then you have to figure out, I don't think Friday matches, because you can't get 3 days and three nights. Okay, questions, comments? We got just a little bit more time. Yeah. First month of Nisan. Their first month is Nisan, and it's about our March, April. It varies a little bit because their calendar has 360 days instead of 365. Their calendar is based off the moon. The Jewish calendar is based off the moon, not off the sun. 360 days. That's why, well, the reason Easter is a different time, because we don't figure Easter off a Jewish calendar. There's two different calendars that people try to figure Easter off. It's supposed to be the first Sunday after the first full moon after the vernal equinox. I don't even know what I just said, but so that's why Easter's different every time. There's right up in the Daily Oklahoman either yesterday, I think it must have been yesterday, and they're saying, why is it that Christians can't come together? Because there's two different ways to even figure out Easter in all the Christians. And what might be a good idea is look at the Jewish calendar and find out where Passover is, and then make it the first Sunday after Passover every time. That might work, because that's probably when it was. Because if this was Passover right here, it was definitely the... And by the way, this is what's so amazing about this. There are three feasts. There's the 14th day of the first month, Passover. 15th through 21st is unleavened bread. And the first Sunday, the first day of the week, after you start the Feast of Unleavened Bread, is a feast called First Fruits, which always symbolized resurrection. Isn't that odd? Always symbolized resurrection. And so Jesus rose from the grave on Resurrection Day. Because first fruits was when you'd go out and you'd get the very first of the crops and you would present that to God, because this is the first to come up out of the ground. And so Jesus died on Passover because he's the Passover lamb who paid for the sins of the world. And he rose on the Resurrection Day, first fruits. Isn't that amazing? Yes.
JB, isn't Passover tied into the full moon?
With their calendar, the month always start the month starts with what they call a new moon, which is dark. And so the halfway through would be a full moon, so their 14th is going to almost always be a full moon on Passover. Yeah. So yes, they got 360 days based off the moon. So theirs fits good that way. It doesn't fit good. Of course, ours, you know, what do we have to do? 365 and whatever it is. And they add that in and every so many. And the Jewish calendar, I think it's every, I can't remember how many years it is. I think it's about every 11 years they have to add a second month called a second month of Adar. They add another month to the calendar so it matches back again and goes back. They've done that for a long time. Yes. When on Passover, the Passover meal, she says, isn't it certain things that they eat differently? On Passover, they did have a certain thing that they ate. They had bitter herbs that reminded them of something. They had something else that reminded them of something else. They had the deal. They had four glasses of wine that they drank during the Passover meal. It was pretty elaborate. And we have done, at Countryside years ago, we did a Passover meal, but we did it from the Christian point of view. There's a Christian way that you can do the Passover meal and explain everything in the Passover, which even the Jewish people do, that it really corresponds to Jesus Christ. So it's kind of a fun thing to do. One year I've tried to get a guy from the Christian Jew Foundation that we support. I just haven't been able to get him to come at the same time of right around Easter, because it'd be pretty neat to do that sometime. What else? Any other questions? Was that a bell? Well, I'll be... Let me show you one other thing real quickly. that some people may not have seen before. If you've been through my 2-2 class, you've probably seen this. But we always talk about Jesus dying on the cross and paying for sin. And then I always put the death and resurrection of Christ. But we say he died on the cross to pay for sin. When most people say that, they're thinking of his physical death on the cross to pay for sin. I want you to understand something. When Jesus Christ went to the cross and he was placed up there at 9 o'clock in the morning, at 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, Jesus was taking the sin of mankind upon himself. When that happened, he was separated from the Father. The payment for sin is happening when Jesus is on the cross. And he's taken our sins and he says, my God, why have you what? Okay, why did he say that? Because he's separated from the Father. The wages of sin is death. Death is separation. He is taking our sins on the cross while he's still alive. You got to understand, this is paying the penalty for sin. Now, he paid for our sin. And then, what did he say right before he died? He died said two things right toward the end. What was one of them? It is what? What's finished? Payment for sin. He's not dead, is he? I mean, it's pretty hard to say that if you're dead, right? Okay, so he said, it is finished. The payment's been made. And then he said, into your hands I commit my spirit. He's back into fellowship with God. Why is he back into fellowship? Payment's been made. He was out of fellowship when he was taking the sins of mankind upon himself. That's why it turned dark. That was symbolic. That's why he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Most say that he said, my God, the Father, my God, the Spirit, why have you forsaken me? That's why he said it twice. Some say that. I don't know for sure. But Jesus died spiritually in a sense. He didn't die physically to pay for our sins. Okay? But then he went on and died physically. Why? To conquer death, that's right. Because physical death is a result of spiritual death. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, did they die physically immediately the moment they sinned? They did not. Dying, you shall surely die. And so they died spiritually and then they died physically. So Jesus Christ died spiritually in a sense, separated from the Father to pay for the sins. Then he died physically so he could rise from the grave to conquer physical death. So I just wanted to see that. That's pretty neat too, because most of the time we've all thought in our lives, Jesus died on the cross to pay for sin, and we're thinking about how he physically died on the cross, and that paid for sin. Well, actually, the payment for sin was his separation from the Father. His blood was shed. He was separated from the Father. Then he went on and died physically so he can conquer physical death. That's the key. Okay, any other questions? Yeah, Randy.
Every one of those passages says very early on the first day of the week.
Right.
Maybe to
exactly.
You wouldn't confuse it with the day after the 15th.
Right, right. And tradition says it was. You're exactly right. Randy said maybe that every one of them said on the first day of the week they came out because they wanted to make sure they understood that it wasn't after the 15th. But if you look at it, it said he died on Friday, and that would be the 14th, and Saturday would be the 15th, and so he rose from the grave on the 16th. If you don't care about 3 days and three nights, you could still say that on the first day of the week it was the real Sabbath, which he died the day before.
They could have.
You're right. And so on purpose, I think he wanted us to know his first day of the week. You're exactly right. Right. That to me gave the indication that it had been several days. Right. Because we already know that they saw Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus anointing the body of Jesus. And Nicodemus brought a huge, very huge amount of stuff to put on, to anoint the body with. And so it wouldn't be like, gee, the next day we better get there because that stuff had already worn off. I think they probably could have waited weeks to go back to the body, but they did not want to wait. I think they wanted to get there just to see him, to be there. But you're exactly right. That's good points. Both that it's the first day of the week that's emphasized, and second is that it probably needed to be longer than a day or two before they went back out there. What else? Anything else? Yes. And let me get Hazel. I don't know. What are we using? I get mixed up. There's two different calendars out there now that you can use. Julian calendar and the Gregorian calendar and the Jewish calendar and the Chinese calendar. And I think some people in Sri Lanka have a calendar. But that's right. And then we have our own calendar. Did you have one more thing? I think we got maybe a minute. Okay. That's probably right, yeah.
It would have been a day. If he was killed on Friday, they wouldn't have had a day to purchase.
Yeah, that's assuming you could not buy anything on a Sabbath day. I'm not sure that they held to that completely. We know they couldn't do any work on the Sabbath day, but whether they could go buy something or not, I don't know. We couldn't travel very far. You didn't want to get too far from the house and then, I can't get back home. I went too far this way. Because you only travel. Yeah. Well, possibly. I don't know. I mean, if you really read how they interpret things, you can't just dogmatically say they couldn't have done it. But that's really a good point, too, because that would leave only Friday being a day that they could do that. Exactly. All right. Was that the second bell? It was. Okay. Heavenly Father, what a great, great day. Thank you for the whole truths of the resurrection of Christ. And Lord, whatever day he died on, one thing for sure, Lord, we know he rose on the first day of the week. Whatever day he died on, we may not can figure that out exactly, but we sure know that our Savior rose on the first day of the week and that he is alive and that he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and whoever believes in him has eternal life. And so, Lord, we just want to thank you for sending your Son, for him dying for us, for him taking our sins in his body, for him being separated and paying the penalty and then rising physically from the dead, conquering death so that we can have eternal life simply by faith. Thank you, Lord. May we never, never take it for granted. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.